In New Orleans, there's a good reason for optimism today. The Superdome is reopening for Monday Night Football a year after Hurricane Katrina. Commentator Chris Rose will be there.
For New Orleans, the presence of more than 1,000 credentialed members of the media and U2 and Kobe Bryant and former President George Bush elevate this simple game into an event of Super Bowl proportions. The Superdome, for the past year an icon of our national disgrace, is now a cause for celebration. The Superdome is the most visible building on our city skyline. Its durability is our durability. Its shame was our shame. And the Saints returning to play there after playing all their home games in other cities last season is a triumph. A return to normalcy? That word isn't even in our vocabulary. But this isn't just Monday Night Football. This is a community reborn. Tonight's game is sold out. Every game this season is sold out. It doesn't make sense. People paying that kind of money for tickets to a game when they still don't have any sheetrock or shingles on their houses and they're living in trailers or with relatives. Well, go ahead then. Judge us. We're alive, damn it, and tonight the whole world is going to be reminded of that. We used to cringe when sports broadcasts from here cut away before the commercial to some hackneyed cliche like streetcars, saxophone players, or oyster shuckers. But when we see them tonight, we'll raise a fist in defiance, because those will be live shots, not old file tape. Let it be known that this town, a beat-down three-legged dog with mange and fleas, still haunts. We're finally making ground against Katrina, our biggest foe. Now, whether we can handle Atlanta quarterback Michael Vick is another story altogether. Either way the game goes, chalk up a big W for the city of New Orleans as we come out of our shell shock and collective despair and lay some claim to the joyous, celebratory, musical, and somewhat nonsensical people that we are. Glory, hallelujah! Our saints come marching home.
When the saints go marching on in.
Commentator Chris Rose is a columnist for the Times-Picayune.
Go marching on in.